To find out what the state's doing about the computer breach and what people who might be affected can do to protect themselves, we turn now to Joanne Goldstein, the state Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development. Good morning, Secretary, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
First of all, tell me, did the virus actually get the sensitive information that that we fear it got? Did it get names, addresses, social security numbers?
We believe that it did. But with viruses, one can never be certain exactly what they're doing. But we do believe the system allowed that some private information to be exported from our files under exact conditions.
All right. And so what should people who may have had their information stolen do to try and protect themselves? And what should they be on the lookout for?
Well, they should be on the lookout for all of the kind of financial transactions that one would be worried about, credit card applications approved that one did not apply for, withdrawals from bank accounts, although we think that is very unlikely, and individuals calling their houses and asking for data that no one should be asking for. The main thing that individuals can do to protect themselves is to put a fraud alert. It's also called a credit freeze on their credit reports with one of the big three or any of the big three or all of the big three consumer reporting companies. We think that's a very important step that will provide a great measure of protection to individuals whose information may have been compromised.
Now, tell me if this is right. We understand that 1,200 employers could also have had their information stolen, including bank info. Is that your information as well?
Yes, that is possible. Employers are required to file quarterly returns on their unemployment insurance accounts. The Commonwealth has 180,000 employers, of whom about 1,200 file manually. If those 1,200 employers, or any one of those 1,200 employers who filed manually and had information of that nature keyed into a computer terminal by our staff, which was still unknowingly infected, that information could have been compromised. So the highest universe of possible breach for employers is 1,200. It is likely lower than that.
How long is it going to take the department to scrub all its computers? As we understand it, you have to go through and get rid of this virus computer by computer. How long is that going to take? And does that mean that state services to people who get unemployment checks or people who come into state career centers looking for jobs, are state services going to be affected?
No. I am able to say that without hesitation, there will be no impact on state services for UI claimants or for those individuals who use our career centers.
Well, we hope not. We hope the computers aren't infected.
Well, I'm talking about in terms of the providing of services. In terms of worry about data now, I am also confident that individuals do not have to worry. We have closed all of the back doors out of the computers through the virus. So we've restricted the number of addresses that we will export to.
All right. And any developments yet in the state and the federal investigation into tracking down the people responsible for planning this virus and hacking this information?
Because it's an ongoing investigation, I'm not at liberty to discuss the stages we are at in the investigation.
All right. And are you confident that the department will be able to avoid preventing this from happening again?
I am confident we will be able to avoid it happening again. But as many companies, other government entities, and individuals have experienced, that's not always possible. But we are doing our best. We have firewalls in place. We have all of the right protection to avoid it. And we have done so for a very long time. And we are hopeful that we will be able to do so for the rest of our days in the UI department.
Joanne Goldstein, Massachusetts Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development. Joanne Goldstein, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.